As the saying goes, if you've got it, haunt it. When you're done gobbling up all the candy, or while you're hunting it down, there are no rules on Halloween. There are irresistible sights across the city ready to get the party startled. Here are 7 ways to trick or treat yourself this Halloween. We'll start the tour off in the west end of town. Brimstone Haunted Mansion. Ron Lapini has put hundreds of hours of work into building this attraction for young and old to enjoy. Expect to experience a witch's room, werewolves, pirates, warlocks, ghosts and more while exploring this haunted walk on Chestnut Lane, behind Eastside Mario's. It's open October 31st from about 5:30 to 10 p.m. each day. Non-perishable food items are being collected for the Timmins Food Bank. Cash donations will be donated to the Timmins Learning Center. Simone Court. This is a new display on the list and one you won't want to miss. Stop by 297 Simone Court, north of Victoria Avenue, to experience this irresistible yard. It's open tonight, October 31st. Starting around 5 p.m. The jump scares will be served up a little later, from about 7 to 9 p.m. Diane Crescent. Kids of all ages can enter Diagon Alley to see the train, a pirate ship and castle, and more. The display is based on Harry Potter books 4 to 6. The full show with the sound effects and electronics is October 31st when trick-or-treaters start to show up until about 10 p.m. or foot traffic starts to slow down. Across the street is the Belmare's popular Halloween display. While you can't walk through it this year, there will be a festive photo booth to take a photo, if you dare. Taking in both houses is free, though both are collecting donations for the food bank. Toke Street Haunted House. Mark Lacroix and his dedicated army of zombies, clowns and more are back with a haunted house packing more thrills than ever. Located at 390 Toke Street, you can tour this attraction that offers more than a few scares and laughs. Last year about 1,200 people checked it out and even more are expected this year. It's open Monday, October 31st from 7 to 10 p.m. Donations of cash or non-perishable food items are being collected for the South Porcupine Food Bank. 6th Avenue and Toke. Don't be spooked by the decor. The Blaise family wants all the trick-or-treaters to stop by for this display. They're located at 366th Avenue. At the corner of Toke Street, the driveway is on Toke. Spruce Street South. 603 Spruce Street S has been working to make the best of a grave situation. Their yard is prepped for Halloween and they are ready to welcome all the trick-or-treaters. Stop by on Halloween or drive by before to check out the decorations. Prospectors Street. Make sure to add this Gold Center House to your list of places to check out this Halloween. The theme for this year's display is Carnival. This article was originally published on Timmins Today on October 28, 2022.